Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Election Eve, brah, as my son would say. Brah. I heard Kevin put out a number that 70% of African Americans haven't voted yet. I don't believe that. I'm not disputing Kevin. I love him. But it was a Rasmussen poll, and I don't believe that. I'm going to check and get back to you on that. Meanwhile, it was early this morning that one of my boys, one of the best cops in America, whose wife is also in law enforcement, and she may be better than he is, sent me this tweet from Bethany Hallam, a city county councilwoman, where she tweeted, this is last night, "Never burned a police car myself, exclamation point. But F word, yeah, let's riot against fascism." Whoa. You got it? And then she came on the air and said this. Listen.
Absolutely, I did. That is my, I run my own social media account.
Okay, so let me read it. I can't use one of the words. Never burned, this is sent out last night. Never burned a police car myself, exclamation point. But F word, yeah, let's riot against fascism. Did you say that?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because, first of all, I have never burned a police car, despite the person who tweeted the initial tweet at me wanted to claim. And second of all, because, yes, I think that we should be fighting and rioting against any form of fascism. And a major sign of fascism is not counting every vote, which is what this rally is about, making sure that every single vote is counted. And if it's not, we should riot, because that means the fall of a free and fair democracy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do that, young lady. I don't tell her what to do, but it's dangerous, man. That's what you get from criminals. I mean, and some would suggest that's criminal. Man, she's a county councilwoman. She represents tens of thousands of people. Fascism is a form of far-right authoritarian ultra-nationalism characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, and strong regimentation of society and an economy. Okay? Okay. I got to get Sam DeMarco. I'm a big fan of Sam's. He's a county council member. Sam.
Hey, Marty. How are you today?
Well, Sam, this is a new low or new high, depending on which side of this you're on. If you're a far left progressive, I guess she's their hero. If you're not, it's disturbing, sir. Your response?
I think whether you're on the right or the left, I think it's reprehensible when an elected official comes on your radio or goes on media and calls for riots.
Yeah.
Riots, by their very definition, are violent.
Right.
She didn't say protest. She said riots, okay? And I can't denounce it in anything but the strongest possible terms. And, you know, she's young and has a lot to learn here. But, you know, at the end of the day, Marty, after tomorrow and after we finish counting all the ballots and the votes, the sun is going to go down and it's going to come up the following day.
Yes, sir.
And we all need to come together and go back to work, you know, and raise our families and everything else. And this whole thing that the world is going to end, and if I don't know what she means by if every single vote isn't counted, you know, but, you know, again, it's just entirely irresponsible and reprehensible for an elected public official to go on media and call for a riot if they don't get their way.
Hey, Sam, everybody's killing me with blowing up my phone and asking me if there's anything that can be done, a censure, anything can be done to, in some way, and I didn't say this, punish her. You say what, Sam?
I think we could certainly look into it, you know, as far as a form of censure. But I think the voters that put her in office here, and when you said she represents thousands, Marty, let me clarify. She's my counterpart on county council as the at-large member.
Right.
She represents 1.23 million people here in Allegheny County.
Hundreds of thousands. You're right, Sam.
You know, over a million. And I don't believe that these folks believe that rioting, you know, if you don't get your way, is the appropriate way to show your displeasure.
Hey, Sam, you know, folks have been charged with inciting a riot for saying similar things in public.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, here's one of the other things, Marty, that concerns me. She sits with me on the Board of Elections.
Right.
Right? So she's here calling for riots if she doesn't get her way,
yeah.
But yet she's part, as I am, on the Board of Elections.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane.
When's the first? When did you get wind of this, Sam?
Last night. Yeah. I actually saw the tweet.
Yeah.
You know, it was sent to me. And, you know, you know, some folks, I think, I don't agree with all the things that people say or do, but I'm sure they don't agree with everything that I say or do.
Right.
Okay. I saw this and I was just shaking my head. I couldn't believe that she did it. But to take it to the next level, instead of just saying, hey, I was just having fun. Mm. You know, I was going back and forth on Twitter with someone. I was just having fun, to come out on your show and call for riots. Again, it's insane.
Man. Sam, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.